Obviously, the miracle of Hanukkah is over, and we're done. It's afterward. But let's discuss this a little bit, the aftermath of what the Hanukkah miracle was. We know that the Chashmonaim's flame burning for 8 straight days was the reason for that miracle. But the bigger miracle behind it is that flame has continued burning for more than 2,000 years. That is absolutely amazing that throughout wherever Klal Yisrael has been, we've still been able to not just light that flame, but wherever we've been able to increase that flame and to do it this way. Hanukkah was created as more than just a remembrance of a miracle that happened 2,200 years ago, 2,100 years ago. The koach was instilled by the Takanas Chachamim. When the Chachamim got together and made a takana that every Jew must light a candle on this night, that every Jew has a chiyuv of Hadlakas Neros, of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, it remains that it puts it in the heart and the capability of every Yid, whether they're from otherwise, even in our generation, that there's something there. There's a power that comes in every time you light that flame. It's sort of like the same way that the Torah allows us to have a certain light that we wouldn't otherwise get. The Takanas Chachamim allows us to have a koach, a power that we wouldn't otherwise get. That's why every Jew is connected to Hanukkah. You don't see a Jew that doesn't have Hanukkah. They have it in some form or another. Even the Christians couldn't get rid of Hanukkah. The Christians had to turn something else into their Hanukkah. They had to make something. The lights had to be electric. So they were makel. Like they held that LED lights still count as some form of electricity, and it might even be an Isser Deo Reisa. They're machmer, that it might be an Isser Deo Reisa of not just Boneh, but maybe even Mavir when it comes to those. But they have a different idea. They misconstrued the Hanukkah licht for lights around, but the understanding is always there. It's always been there. The light of the Chashmonaim was the same light of the Beis HaMikdash, the light of the Torah of Chochmei Yisrael. That same light is not just a regular light that helps us find our glasses when we're looking for it. That's not what it is. It's something that really is the Torah of the Chochmei Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. And it was almost like a grace from heaven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to indicate to us that all the turbulence that goes around in this world, all the horrible things that we've been through, the Shekhinah is still with us. That the Shekhinah, represented by that flame, is still going to be among us. And that's why the candles and the light is forbidden to use. You can't use such a thing. Regular light, of course you use. Shabbos lights, you're supposed to use. You have a chiyuv to use them in some way, shape, or form. You shouldn't just light the Shabbos candles and not use them. You should use the Shabbos candles for something. Havdalah, you're supposed to use. You're supposed to see the difference between your fingernails and the actual fingers on your right hand, except for the thumb. You're supposed to do that. Chanukah licht is usher because it's not our light. It's the light of the Beis HaMikdash we can't get Hanoah from. It's the light of the Torah, which we're told you can't get benefit from the Kisro Shel Torah, from the crown of Torah. That's not for us. That's a light of Ruchnius that allows us to see past our world into something that's a little bit there. And therefore, we're not commemorating candles. We're not commemorating just little candles. It's the kochos, the powers that they were able to bring into the world. That's what we're celebrating. And that's what Hanukkah was. Any Yid can bring down that holy light. As we said before, even if we're not Kohanim, even though we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, even though we're sitting in the Tumah of Chutz La'aretz, even though we're the lowest of all previous generations, nonetheless, we have that ability to bring it down. And that very same Shefa, which I guess you could translate as influence, that Kedusha that we bring down to the world of the victory of the few over the many, etc., of the light of the holy menorah that came down to us, for all of us to see, even those who don't, in every place, in every area where the Jews light their lights, we have the ability to bring that Kedusha back. We have the ability to bring something a little bit further in. Just as the Chashmonaim were the vehicles to bring down that Shefa and allow them to win the war in such a miraculous fashion, we are those Chashmonaim. We're the Chashmonaim. We bring down that exact same Kedusha. We bring it back into each place, into each heart, every single year. But the main effect by far that we can get out of the Chanukah licht, and again, not through a direct physical action, but by an indirect action, is to illuminate the reality that the Torah has for us. So here's the problem. When we do an Avera, any type of an Avera, whether it's done in Machshava, Maisa, or Dibor, in any of those three, what we create is a reality of falsehood. We make it seem that the world is geschmack for those people who are doing averos or think in averos. It makes it look like there's a fake reality going on, a false reality that caused people that commit sins, and for those to observe them to think, this is what the world's all about. The world's all about this. And the Kiddush of the Beis Medrash, the Torah that people learn there, is not worth our time because there's so many other things to do. And that reality is so foolish, so crazy, but so prevalent. You'll see people who can go a week without opening up a sefer, 2 weeks, 3 weeks without showing up to a shir, without hearing the rabbi's drasha, without doing anything that is any semblance of kedusha. Forget about showing up to shacharis mincha mariv. They'll go to shul on Shabbos late, straight to kiddush club during the rabbi's speech. Have no shaykhus. Maybe pop in for a quick musaf. Maybe they'll get a shema and shemon esrei in, and that's it. That's it. They don't have anything else the rest of the week, the month. They're gone. And you all know people like this. And I deal with people like this all the time, where I'm calling people and begging them to come to a shir, and I can't get them to come to one shir once a month. Not to get them to one. But there are people that live that life because they see evil as a reality that seems worth doing. After all, look at all those guys. That sin becomes a reality which looks amazing and fun, and it looks like that's the only thing you need to do in the world. It's so difficult to erase the mirage that the averas bring into your soul and into the world around us. It's so difficult. And only through that light of Hanukkah are you able to, sort of speak, penetrate that darkness and be able to cause us to realize that all of that is complete garbage, that the original tahara that the world has to offer us can completely displace the tumah that's there. The concept of that one little light lighting up an entire room filled with darkness. The one little thing that we can do does have the ability to be greater. And on the other hand, the flip side, a guy that does learn, even if it's only for one day out of the week, and even if it's only for a half an hour out of that day, but that little bit of light has the ability to change him completely. He can completely be a different person. If there's zero, there's nothing to change. But if there's something, that tiny little bit of light has the ability to turn him into a different person, or to at least keep him as the person that he is. That's what a great gift that Shamayim is giving us when we have this. We cherish this chance to be able to light that Hanukkah licht and to think that way, to say to ourselves that we're willing to do whatever we need to do to dispel that darkness. And we're even willing to be mahadran mina mahadran over it. We're willing to do anything to make that happen. I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. How amazing is the creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us, that we can bring back that light that he created on day one and won't allow us to use because it's too much for us. We can bring it back in some form, some shape or form, one time a year, eight times a year. That little candle, that little oil wick that we have, has the ability to bring back the ore that's ganuz for the tzaddikim lasad lavo, and we're somehow able to get it. I, myself, been staring at Hanukkah licht for a long time. I'm not a Hasidic Rebbe. I'm not one of those Gedolei Ador that can look at the Hanukkah licht and see what's going on inside. But there were Rabbanim, there were Gedolim who would stare. And even though you'd look at it as the Apterov, the Reb Meir of Parmeshalon, and you would say, well, what is he wasting his time for? The man's time is so precious. And he's sitting there staring at the Hanukkah licht, spending 45 minutes to an hour and a half preparing himself to light the Hanukkah licht. And everyone standing there, it seems to us to be a little bit crazy. But to them, to these people who are on a different level, this is exactly what you need to do. Because if you want to bring that light down, you want to dispel the darkness, and you're working in a klalius fashion, them working for their chassidim and those people around in the world at large, then yeah, they have to do everything they can to cleanse not just themselves of the filth that this world has to offer, but everyone around them. I wish we could see it. I wish we would be able to see that cleansing that Hanukkah licht does for the not from Jews who are still willing to be able to light those Hanukkah licht. We have no idea. We have no clue what it does. We have no idea. But there's something. There is an effect. And if we saw that effect, we would have no doubt. We would spend hours preparing. We would be staring at the Hanukkah the whole time, not just sitting there and learning in front of it, but staring at the Hanukkah licht. I make a Seder with my kids, and I know this is done throughout, but it's just an important thing to know. I make a Seder with my kids that we have a half an hour after we light the Hanukkah licht, and we have a half an hour of where everybody learns something. Not all my kids can do it. Obviously, the younger ones, not as easy. And sometimes my wife has to do stuff, and there's stuff going on, right? And there's stuff that's happening at that time. But the point is that there's something that you can add on by sitting there by the Chanukah lift and watch that happen. The tears of tshuva, as we spoke last week, the tshuva me'ava, really, not of yira, but of tshuva that purify our eyes, as we're looking at that, it's as if we just rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, and we created within us an ability to do something which no one else has been able to do. Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph and Perek Dalid says exactly that, that when a person has that thought of tshuva when staring at the Chanukah, it doesn't have to be through that, but at the times of Chanukah, it erases hirhurim that he may have had beforehand, any hirhurim that he might have had. And that's what we're saying, Baruch Nira, or Bovavi Mishkan Evne, that I'm able to do such a thing, I'm able to build it up. But there's more, because the tears are, for us, that's a selfish view. There's so many millions of Jews who need more out of the Chanukah Licht, and they're just not getting it. So really, it's about how we consider ourselves during that time and put ourselves in it and really say to ourselves, what are we doing extra for them? In your tefillos, on the day after Chanukah, on Isru Chag, we'll call it, your tefillos today, which we just finished, we had Mariv, we had Shacharis, we had Mincha, right? Did you have in mind any of the people that may not have been able to light Chanukah Licht? Did you have in mind the people who may have lit it but didn't know what they were doing? Or lit an electric menorah because they thought that that was Yotze because they hold like the Christians? Did you have any of those guys in mind and say, this is what we need to do? This is what we should have done. There should have been something there. There's a house right down that way. I don't know if anybody saw it. It's in between Pratt and Devon, right? It's between Pratt and Devon and between Carpenter and Skokie Boulevard, right? I'm sorry? It's both. What do you mean? Oh, I'm talking about the one that's filled with Chanukah stuff. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but they fill the house with lights of blue and white and everything like that. By far, they outdid any of their neighbors. By far. They have unbelievable stuff in their front yard. But I refuse. I won't go during Chanukah. Because the unfortunate part, they don't have a menorah. Maybe they light a menorah inside. Maybe they hold the persumenises for the inside and not the outside. Not like Rav Moshe, so they don't light in the window. And maybe they do it somewhere else. But they completely confused what Chanukah is. Chanukah is not about us outdoing our neighbors, our Christian neighbors, and trying to show them, no, we'll show you how to make real Chanukah lights. Yeah. That's what it's about. It's about making it bigger for ourselves with the Chanukah menorah, with that menorah that's out there.
And it's a similar story. I was in the army. I visited a soldier in Würzburg, Germany, who was Jewish. I come into the house. There's no mezuzah on the door. And he says, I want to show you my Judaica. So this is a $50 mezuzah case that's in their living room, but it wasn't hung up. He said, it's beautiful. They had it in the building, but they didn't hang it up.
And the answer?
Maybe I should.
I should. By taking a nail and just nailed it right into his head. So, and now that Chanukah is over, and now that it's really about the afterward, it's imagining for ourselves what that light is, even when it's not in front of us. Imagine that light right before your very eyes, even though it isn't. And if you have that in your mind, in your mindset, when you're davening, when you're going through Atachonin, Hashivenu, Avinu, Slach Lanu, etc., by those types of things, and you're thinking of it in a more klaliistic fashion, that it's not just about me, I'm not asking for just Das and Bina and Haskell for myself, I'm asking it for all of us, right? La Adam Das, and really not just for Jews, but for everybody altogether, for Adam Das, right? And then Chaneinu Mi'itcha Dei Avinu Haskell, and then Hashivenu Avinu Sarsechor, Slach Lanu Avinu, etc. It seems like that should be the taking of the Chanukah Licht and using it throughout the darkness of the winter and being able to dispel that darkness throughout. If you can have it in your head, if you go through and pushing yourself to do something that you know we should be doing anyway, of working on people that didn't get it, that weren't able to build that Mishkan, that didn't have that private Beis HaMikdash, that private altar within them, that Bama. You should try to have that in mind and try to build it up for everybody else out there. Okay, everyone.